What is going on, everyone? Welcome to another new episode Behind the Scene Podcast. I'm your host for this evening, Dion Donovan. I write my own comic books and title page comics on Facebook and Instagram. I got titles such as Tales of Florida and United States Dino Force. And tonight, we got a special guest tonight, returning again. We got Von L. Young from Millennial Comics. What's going on, man?
What's good? What's good? Appreciate the invite, man.
Yeah, man. Glad to have you on here. Glad to always see you, you know, creating that those great stories and those great comics like the Delta Dog series, and seeing you continue to grow and continue to persevere as a black comic creator, as a comic creator in this field. You know, it's no joke. You know, it's definitely difficult, man. But
warfare. This week,
creative warfare, for sure, man, for sure. And with this episode, we're going to go a little bit into, again, of a kind of a return to that Static number one, because we got a new perspective with you being a kind of like a lifelong Static fan, because I never got the Static comics when I was younger, and you would be able, I think you have the whole run, right?
Yeah, I'm actually just missing three issues, and that's about it.
Damn, three issues. Well, dude, you're pretty much the Static expert in this field, man. So I know it's been a long time coming. Did you even read the new 52 Static books?
Yeah, well, I read the one that just came out. Not the Milestone Zero one, but the one that just came out.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's basically where I'm at right now. Which what you telling me is, though, is it even worth reading the Static Zero?
The Milestone Returns was very, it was not very well done. I'll just say that. Bad dialogue. They gave you a little bit short introductions to all the characters, but it was very rushed. I know the writer had, you know, a short amount of page space to make some of these character introductions breathe a bit, but dude, you're not really missing much. All you got to know is that Static got his powers basically from Black Lives Matter protests with this poisonous gas, and he got some beef with a school bully. So that's really about it. And I know this Static number one continues off that Milestone Zero, Milestone Returns, but that's such a poorly crafted book, man. You're not really missing much on that joint.
All right. Once I get it cracked open, I'll just skim through it. Time is precious, boy.
right, man. That one they kind of dropped the ball on. I'm still going to give Icon and Rocket a chance, but that was not the best look for your first introduction back to these characters after all these years. I will admit it was not up to snuff.
I got you.
Far from it. But now that you got Static number one, man, what are some of your quick thoughts about it, positive-wise, and then we can get into what are things that you didn't think they did well with it?
All right, so, of course, this is targeted towards more of the generation after us. That's what it's feeling like to me, reading through issue one. But so let's talk about the standpoint of us, somebody that hasn't ever seen Static before, and they just now seeing him for the first time ever in this book, and maybe they seen him in, you know, Young Justice, versus a person that's well versed in Static, like, you know, you seen read the books or seen the TV show Static Shock. So which one do you want first?
I'll take the positives, man. We'll go through the positives first, and then we'll delve into the negatives.
All right, so the positives, man, of course, DC is always, most of the time, it's on point with their art. Man, the art, the paneling, and then also the dialogue isn't too bad either. It's pretty solid. So, like how they're running through the story is okay as far as like visually telling what's going on, right.
And I
really like this scene where I'm pretty sure we're doing spoilers here, so
oh yeah, definitely, like, we're going spoilers, no worries.
So the before the bang, the Big Bang, they had Virgil. It was a double page spread of Virgil and his family, and you kind of see how happy they are going through lunch and stuff like that, the bickering, and their different personalities. And then you turn the page, and now it's like it's dark. It's dark. So
Literally.
that visual storytelling is pretty dope how they pulled that off. And that's really about it. I mean, of course, the style as well, of Virgil, of course, it looks like he's the cool kid now. He's definitely the cool kid.
Yeah, he's
So
that whole nerd appeal is pretty much out the window. And I know they were having some quotes by him saying, "Oh, I'm ready for the new D&D campaign this weekend. It's going to be pretty awesome." Like, or
it's
that,
not
"Hey, that's
looking
the guy from science class." So I mean, it's stuff like that. But honestly, he does not dress like your average geek slash nerd type guy. Nah, he's swagged out, man.
Yeah,
He
he
got
swagged out.
the drip.
It's laid out. Like real talk. Yeah, but so I mean that's going over to the negative side. We might as well, because I'm about done with the positive side.
All right,
That's
man,
really
go
all I can
for it.
think of right now.
Go for it,
All
man.
right,
Lay it all
so
in line.
and that's one of the things too. So let's since you mentioned, let's start with that. So as far as the them trying to pull off and try to make me really believe that this man is a complete nerd. A nerd, being a nerd, it comes with a whole lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? A lifestyle that makes sense. And his drip, it does not make sense of what we used to wear back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Or just, I'm pretty sure that kids wear now that's into video games, that's into, comics, science, and stuff like that. Like, it does not fit the role. So it's like they're blending in with, like, the geeks is blending in with the other people that's like the popular kids. You know what I'm saying? Like you can see the dude, I mean Virgil, he has more drip than the dude that's apparently the quarterback. He's the
Yeah, the
popular.
basketball
Yeah.
player. Yep.
Yeah. I'm about to say, like, yo, you need to take some tips from Virgil. Like real talk. Like all right, but so as far as like how the pacing is, like they're rushing. Of course, they're rushing because what they only getting like six issues right now. That's promised to see how it goes,
Yeah, I
and
believe
they're
so.
rushing. Like you have these certain fights and stuff like that that's going on right now. I'm not feeling for not one single character, except for maybe his sister. You know what I'm saying? Like even
Okay.
though she wants to be that big head, she's the oldest sister, so she want to have that authority. At the same
Right.
time, you can honestly see that she cares about Virgil. So, I mean, other than her, for real, I don't really care about any of these characters, especially the main character. Like, yes, you're supposed to be in here asking questions and stuff like that, but it's just I'm not connecting with this character, especially not how I did with the previous one, where it's like, we kind of see the transition between right now, we're being told everything. It's not it's no let me look
Origin,
back
so to
one page.
speak.
Yeah, it's no build up to it. Right now everything is there. This man is like using his powers. I like how they was trying to say like, hey, he got this tingling feeling and stuff like that, but man, this man is clearly using his powers like it should. You know what I'm saying? He's clearly using his powers like it ain't nothing. And of course it goes from 0 to 100 where this dude is knocking on his door. Like, I don't see how the world changed as soon as everybody started getting powers, other than what they're saying on the news, but nothing is actually being done. Everything is being said throughout the whole comic book. And as a writer, one of the rules are if you want to make the audience feel something, you got to show it. You got to, walk the reader through what you want them to feel, and not just tell it to them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, show don't
So,
tell. Yep.
exactly. So, going through this comic, man, it was just like a whole lot of what's the word I'm looking for? not transition. Just oh man, I can't think of the word. I'm gonna just
like a fast, rolling. Like fast pacing, like a, almost like it was like fast forward.
Like, yeah. So
yeah.
I mean, how they going through? Like, I understand exactly what's going on. They definitely let me know. Like, okay, you got the Big Bang. You got people that's got powers and stuff like that. But I don't see, like, okay, if the Black Lives Matter protest was getting, like, shut down by the police and stuff like that, and now these kids that didn't have weapons at first, now they basically got superpowers. If you did it, you know, if you basically came at them when they didn't have powers and they didn't have guns and stuff like that, and now they got superpowers, why are you not locking down on them now? And, you know, Virgil, clearly his identity is out there. So, and it's a week that's been by, and you still letting this man, you know what I'm saying? Like.
right. Just, they should be, the government should be, like, on them, like, arresting them or detaining them and testing them for science and shit like that, right?
Exactly, to make sure it's not the next coronavirus, god dang it. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything. So, right now, I'm not believing a lot the stuff that's going on right now. And again, a week has gone by, and I mean, maybe they'll explain it to us later or something like that. So let's just go ahead and jump forward to all the way to the end. Let's just jump forward. So this man comes out of nowhere, right? I like how it started off with Virgil saying, like, yo, I gotta get him away. You know what I'm saying? Like, I gotta lead this dude away. Next thing you know, he gets socked in the face. Mm-hmm. But then after that, it was just like, okay, it don't matter no more. This man is going full blaze. Of course, he knows karate somehow. Even though that really wasn't like that to begin with. But I mean, he knows karate. Even though it was mentioned or whatever, again, they did the whole, I'm gonna just tell you that he's been taking classes, and then I'm gonna just show him doing karate and stuff like that.
Right, but which was done the same thing as Zero. Oh, we're gonna start training you, son. But you never really saw him training. It was just said by his father, and then this is what happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now, again, I don't feel anything for the characters. So they putting art, fight, everything over the actual story that's trying to be told. Mm-hmm. So you know how with every single story, no matter how small or big or whatever, typically there's some type of message in the story. Do you see any message going on in here?
No, I don't see a message yet. All I see is, you know, a young teenager who had survived the traumatic experience of having poisonous gas thrown at him at a protest. And there is no mention, really. Like, lives were lost during that Black Lives Matter protest in the Big Bang. Lives were lost during the Big Bang. And you kind of have to think about, oh, well, he might have survivor's guilt or survivor's remorse about making it through it, but it's not really properly explained. You have to kind of read between the lines to kind of get that. So there is no real message yet. We kind of have like a teenager in angst and is trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And he's kind of a bit of a cool kid type. It's almost like a... Like, you remember the Amazing Spider-Man series with Andrew Garfield?
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. Kind of like how you have the cool guy who's supposed to be a nerd, but he's the cool guy. Gets his powers, and he's immediately kind of up to snuff on it. There's not much of a learning curve, and he's already trying to use, you know, kind of like, it's like a faster pace superhero kind of storytelling.
Yeah, I mean, For real, this guy, all right, I'm gonna say this and then I'll explain it. This dude is like Superman. He's like Superman. You know, it's really hard to write Superman because this man, he's perfect in every single way.
Right.
And I'm seeing a lot of that in Virgil. This man knows karate. This man got friends like crazy. You know, so he's talking to girls very well.
Yeah, he is.
And
he
of course, he's a nerd, super smart. Dude got drip. Like, and he has amazing powers where everybody else is getting like the, you know, I've seen a dude look like a whole devil. Like, they're looking ugly every time they get, you know. So it's like, And of course, he has all his parents. It's like, I don't see no flaws on this dude. He's like depressed for nothing. Bro, I'd be the happiest kid ever. Like, I'm not seeing anything wrong right now. So it's like, there's no message. I'm not seeing any type of struggle other than this man just being depressed for, of course, I'm guessing just what happened with everything, which, you know, what kid wouldn't be. But what struggles what did he have before? You know, like, where does he have to grow? You know, other than getting over, which that always comes with time. Like, you know, you see what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, all he had was being supposedly bullied by Francis, who bullied him because he wasn't, quote-unquote, black enough for him. Direct quote from the first book. The one that you shouldn't read. That's it.
Okay, so that's what they... Okay.
That's the only thing he has, was he was being bullied by that Francis hot streak. And that's it. Yeah. That's the only real struggle that you've seen him have. Like you said, he talks to Frida. That's all he got. He talks to Frida. He talks to girls pretty well. He doesn't seem socially awkward. He doesn't seem socially inept. He's got the drip. He's got the friends. He's got the family. He's got the powers. He still kept his looks. Not like his face is you know, mauled or anything like that. Well, the original series Static, he seemed kind of more like... more of a humble kid with more humble beginnings. Well, he wasn't the coolest guy in the school. He had trouble talking to girls. You know what I'm saying? He had problems with bullies. So he wasn't just outright beating people up when he got his powers. He was still struggling to get those W's. It wasn't like he was just, okay, power's on and I'm catching W's, right? There was some growth for him to actually defeat some opponents and defeat some villains.
And this dude got science down pat, man. Like, and again, this art looks amazing, man. But it's just the story is just not there. They're skipping past every single bit of storytelling that makes stories, like, good. You know what I'm saying? That makes stories interesting. They're skipping right past all of that. And it's like, dude, like, I would think that I'm thinking they about to go with the whole, which I'm not sure. You know, of course, it ended on a cliffhanger of this man's house being burnt down and stuff like that. And maybe there, you know, there lies the struggle. But I'm thinking that maybe, you know, how his mom in the show died in the fire, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that the mom is in there or whatever. Like, you know, it would have been pretty dope if he told his parents and them to, you know, get inside, you know, say, let me protect y'all and stuff like that. And then it's like, yo, he asked his father, like, yo, just... you know, just believe in me and stuff like that. And they went inside. And the next thing, you know, he torched the whole place. That would be something crazy. I'll be hooked and couldn't wait. You know what I'm saying? For the next, that would be crazy.
Damn.
But
yeah.
They didn't do that. It's like they keeping everything safe right now, man. They giving this kid everything, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He lost his home, but I mean, I'm not sure, man. I'm not seeing any type of, As a writer, man, I'm looking at this from a different perspective, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people enjoy this comic book, and I'm not knocking them for that. But as of right now, it's kind of just an average book for real. It's just really just an average book. Like, if I ain't had nothing else to do, I'll pick this up.
Right, and, right. I mean, what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing really. Like, can you even see where the story is going?
I personally, I think this is just going for like more of a personal struggle. I don't even see him as a hero. I don't even know the transition for this version of Virgil to be a superhero yet. Because as it stands right now, I don't see the motivation to become one. Or he hasn't quite yet displayed the heroic value that he did in his origin. Because in the original version of him, 90 Static, didn't he had an opportunity to take out his bully in the middle of the night at the gang meetup? And he could have snuffed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they gassed him.
Right, right. He had a chance to take out a bully who was, but he had that restraint and you know, he had good intentions. His goodness came out of him to be like, no, I'm not going to do this. I could get away with it, but that's not in me to do this. And this version, they tried to replicate that in issue 0, Because he first comes back to school with his powers, and he shocks Hot Streak. And they're like, oh, you're killing him, you're killing him. And they say, oh, he deserves it. Keep shocking him. But, of course, you're in school, and you're electrocuting someone to death. Of course, you wouldn't want to just electrocute someone to death and the police are there. You know what I'm saying? You're done. You're set for jail. You know what I'm saying? You're going to cell block D, you know? Or Akon getting locked up. So he stopped shocking him. And then the police officer came and said, there's any problems? No one snitched on him. He said, see, officer, there's no problem here. That doesn't seem to hold, that doesn't hold the same gravitas as the original version of the Big Bang in the middle of the night at a gang meetup / gang fight. So this Virgil, I'm curious. I'm honestly don't think he'll even suit up till issue 3 or 4, to be honest with you. Because this seems like it's a little bit more of a personal, kind of a teenager, typical teenage story. And, I mean, we'll see where it goes with issue number 2, but you definitely got some points here. There's definitely not a message yet, and there's not really a lot of development so far with the characters. They are kind of, because they got 6 issues to work with here, so they are just trying to get through to the end, so to speak.
This is a very, like, I want to like it so bad, yo. I really want to like it, because I love, again, the artist, man. He put his heart and soul into this joint, man.
I was seeing his post, Nicholas Drake Ivory.
Yeah. Like, of course I went on his Instagram and stuff like that, man. He has dope art, man. He's putting in work. But to not have a match with your art, you know what I'm saying, with that passion of art, is just, I'm not seeing the passion into the storytelling. And, again, like, they went straight to fighting. Like, the fight between the bully and Virgil, like, be real. Did you really feel any of that? You know what I'm saying? Like, yes, it looked cool. What was going on?
Nah, really. I was surprised there. The end went me off guard. And it was like, whoa, they're trying to dial it up to 4. The whole case of him not being, and this isn't mentioned number 1, so I'm not sure if this is going to be retcon or not. I'm not black enough, so I bully you. I didn't intend to be a bully. I have never, to be real, if Francis like that, then you know then that's not the proper alt. I think that was that this whole rivalry thing, like, we only know because, you know, we watched Shock as a kid, or you read Static, you know, as a young adult or as a kid with the Milestone Comics in the 90s. So there's already that preconceived notion that, okay, we know they're kind of past history. So it's almost like it's already embedded in our head why they would go against each other. But you're, like you said, for the new reader, they're kind of left a little bit guessing here.
Yeah. This is what he's thinking of him going towards the Black Lives Matter. And, you know, when they get gas and stuff like that, it's like, yo, it knocks it up a notch, right? And then after that, then it's like, okay, now the stakes is really there. So it's like, not only can Francis take out Virgil, but he can also take out his whole family like he did right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, yo, like, I would love to see that, but they skip right over that. Like, that's gone now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanted to feel like how, all right, why did you mention Black Lives Matter? You know what I'm saying? Like, not, you know, to an average reader, they're not going to really feel Black Lives Matter like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let me see, what's a good example? I want to do an example for my comic book. Not everybody read my comic book. So, let me see here. So, say we see why Black Lives Matter is there. Like, we see the police brutality. And we see the justice just not being served when it comes to Black individuals. If we start seeing that, then we start to see, like, okay, man, we see why they out, you know, they out there. So we feel that. So then when they get out there, you know, things go on and, you know, they get gas and stuff like that. It's like another gut punch to the person that's already at a disadvantage because they have to fight for their rights to begin with to be out there during Black Lives Matter, right? So then when we see that, we can actually feel them. And when we finally get to these fights and stuff like that, then, you know, and also since we see that Virgil represents that stand on Black Lives Matter, then of course the antagonist being Francis, he can be going against that. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole, oh my goodness, black enough mess. Like, they need to toss that out. Right on, real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Negative zero, I don't know what they need to do, but retcon that and actually go with something that it actually makes sense for him to, and we can see it maybe somewhere on his side or something where Francis is going against that for whatever reason. So then we can start thinking on the philosophical level of exactly this fight has value to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
oh, go ahead.
Oh, I mean, go ahead. I'm pretty sure you might get. Got some heat. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying for a quick, like, what you're trying to say is, what if Francis's dad was like a cop, right? And maybe when he was like Blue Lives Matter, he went there to counter protest the protest, and amongst the whole thing, it wasn't just three white kids jumping Virgil started a riot. It was counter protesters going against protesters with a mix of people who weren't there to exactly protest. The gas gets thrown. Big Bang happens. Now you have a mixture of everyone that got gassed up with different motives and different incentives.
Exactly. Like, all right, you can even have the argument of Francis being bad influenced by his dad. You know what I mean? He's badly influenced by that. And we can actually walk with him through his household and see how he's badly influenced, even though he might even be a good guy. But from his point of view, but his dad being a police officer, he sees it from the Blue Lives Matter. So he'll go up there and, you know, they peacefully protesting. And the next thing you know, he's the one who starts the riot. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So then they start the riot and gives his dad and stuff like, you know, and those other people a reason to start gassing them. So it's like he'll have that stake inside that that whole philosophical level and also on the physical level of them. He's being one of the core reasons why they got gassed in the first place. So then when he comes back to this actual fight, the fight will actually have meaning to it. You know what I mean? But as far as him showing up on his house, that still don't really make sense. Like, bro, you got superpowers. Go rob a bank or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you want to be bad, dog, like, that dude should be beneath you or something. I mean, I know he had a whole school fight and stuff like that, but I don't know. Like, even when it comes to going after protesters, like, maybe he even had a history of, like, before he even got to Virgil. You know, he took out a couple of people that was there that was protesting and stuff like that, like he's doing something right, or you know what I'm saying? Like, it could have that up there, and you know, it's not like the stuff isn't true. Like, a lot of people, that went to the Black Lives Matter was really peaceful, but then some people went in there to start rioting, and you know, they was a lot of those people was Caucasian and stuff like that, and they actually got them on camera, so it's like it kind of like, you know, relates back to reality. And you know, it'd be like a nice little touch when it comes to that. So but again, you don't see none of that in here. You just get some evil dude saying, like, yo, the reason I'm chasing you down and my whole motivation of life is because you're not black enough. Like, I'm not feeling that, dog.
No, I'm not either. And like, this whole episode could be titled as How Static Shocks the House Static Season 1 Issue 1 could it be rewritten, because you're right, man. And if you're gonna do the Black Lives Matter thing, let's be real, there is no safe way to approach this new retcon of the origin. You're gonna piss off the original fans, and you're gonna piss off the fanboys, I'll call the quote-unquote the marksmen, who are out there, who are like, I'm totally disinterested in this book because of his origin, Black Lives Matter, and I'm not gonna read it. So if you knew that this BLM was going to piss off a readership that is no longer going to look at the book, you might as well just do it to the extent that we just kind of discussed it and go into further depth about it, because there is no safe way to do Black Lives Matter as an origin and keep everyone happy. Like, oh, we're safely doing Black Lives Matter, so not to offend those who wouldn't want to look at it. Like, no, if you're going to go in, you go all the way in on it and not half bake it up to make it seem safe enough for anyone to read, you know?
Exactly. Trying to impress everybody, you won't impress anybody.
Exactly. And I get their change of origin to modernize it. In the year 2020 and 2021, you got a 13 or below reader, 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, or 14-year-old to read this book. Yes, that's probably more of your best case scenario to kind of modernize the origin a bit. But to kind of leave it in the state that it was almost like a first draft version of it. It wasn't almost like they could have actually took a couple steps like we discussed and try to expand upon it. And honestly, with the issue zero, they could have took out some other stories. They could have took out some pages away from Icon and Rocket. I'm sorry to say, they could have just, instead of trying to do like four or five heroes, cut out two of them, focus on three, and you can develop a little bit more into it rather than try to, I don't know, preview two or three books that not even going to come out. They don't even have solo. Three of the heroes that they highlighted were like not even coming out with the solo series. So.
Cut out some of this advertisement in the first issue. Good Lord, man. Like half of the book is advertisement.
Yeah, but, man. That's modern comics in general, mainstream.
Yeah. I know.
For real.
I'm always going to throw that in there, though. But so, yeah, man. This one right here, though, the issue one, it's decent. Does it meet the standards of what I'm used to from Marvel and DC from back when I used to actually pick them up? No, it doesn't meet that. Does it even meet anywhere near manga or just, you know, they're like volume ones or whatever, or issue, I ain't gonna say issue one, chapter ones. Yeah. No, it doesn't meet them at all. Like, I'm just not feeling nothing for none of these characters. If anything, Shuri, she should have been the main character.
Say again, who should have been the main character?
His sister. She should have been the main character because that's the only person I'm feeling for right now. But either here or there. So yeah, I mean, right now I'm not really liking the book. For all the indie people out there, you safe. It's not gonna kill the black indie comics anytime soon. As far as story wise, so I'm pretty sure the antagonist will probably blow this out of the water.
It's coming out in August. Yep.
Yeah, it's gonna blow them out of the water. So, yeah, I know a few. I know a few issue ones of the indie comics that does so much more than whatever we got here. And I'm not trying to talk smack like that. It's no bad intentions behind it. And trust me, I really want to like this comic, man. But at the same time, it's just like, they have the resources, the experience, and everything to bump this up. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, this is their full potential. Like, seriously, this is probably like their full potential of how they tell stories and stuff like that. And it's like, bruh, it's not here. But when it comes to indie comics, they're just practicing. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to figure out what works and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Right. They're gonna grow. This right here, this is their full potential, man. This is what they got. You know what I'm saying? Like, again, without the art, just imagine the dude who, I ain't gonna keep bringing manga, because bringing manga in here is just not fair. It's not even fair.
Man. Nah, well, you could tell that's what they want. That's why the art style was chosen. They obviously, DC kind of has the foresight or the acknowledge that, hey, manga's pretty hot right now. Anime is pretty popular right now. The younger crowds are flocking to it. There's more younger people going to the anime conventions than the comic conventions. Hey, we want to purposely want this marketed towards the youth. So we need to definitely kind of get that style in the book. The thing is, with anime and manga, people love and care for the characters and the stories. And sometimes that takes time to develop. But when that machine is running nicely, you get caught up in everything that series is doing. And this six issues is not long enough to gather that. You know what I'm saying? It's just not enough time to have it stretch and breathe. And I understand it's a business. I understand they're only doing about four titles, and whatever sells the best, they'll probably try to continue afterwards. Probably going to be static. Let's just be honest. Probably Hardware and Icon and Rocket will probably not get the proper sales to get going for it. It's probably going to be Static. But if you want to capture that audience, you got to at least know why they're so attached to it besides just a visual style. You know what I'm saying? It's not just a visual style. You feel for Luffy. You feel for Naruto. You feel for Goku. You know, you feel for Eren and all these other characters that are, you know, capturing the youth's attention because they have good stories. They have good backstories. They have good origins. And they got volumes, not issues. They have, like, volumes and chapters and pages, thousands and hundreds of pages to develop into that. Six issues is not enough to capture that. And if they want, if they were serious about it, they would do it more of a manga or volume or manga chapter. They would definitely say, hey, we're going to give this 25 issues or 20 issues, you know, at the very least.
Yeah, I mean, trust me, I feel like, I mean, they got the power and the experience to get everybody going on the first issue. I mean, it's Static. Come on. Like, you, they really don't even need to do that. It's Static. So, yeah. People are going to wait. As long as the story is building up, like, people will wait for that. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they don't see any action on the first issue. It's like, man, I got trash this book. There's no action. Like, no, people don't. Who does that? Who does that? Like, the majority does it. So, as far as they honestly just need three issues, if that, like, or maybe even two issues just to get a good footing to show, like, yo, this is a story to be paying attention to. Right now, I got to the end of this book. And I just was not hooked, man. Like, I'm the type of person that I take away the art. I take away the name brand. And right now, it's just, it's nothing right now. It's nothing because, and I would love some other people's opinion and stuff like that as far as this go. Maybe I missed something. I'll even read it, you know, one or two more times to try to see what they were trying to go for. Because if I was an idiot on this, then, hey, it is what it is. And if I miss something, you know, I'll admit it. But right now, I'm not seeing, like, the, like, yo, I'm about to be a king of the pirates. So, hey, I'm about to do what, you know, with great power comes great responsibility. I'm not seeing any of that stuff right now. Right now, it's just a character that came in here that's depressed. And right now, he got into a fight with a dude that basically just say he's not black enough. And it's like, man, after Francis, like, say Francis killed Virgil, right? Like, what is this man about to go do next? Like, what's next for this man? Like,
kill the next teenager in his class that doesn't use the N-word? I don't know.
Like, I'm going for the next, like, I'm going for a light-skinned dude this time. Like, you know, like, come on, bro. If you don't go somewhere... Like, seriously,
oh my god, dude. Oh, you don't listen to Lil Wayne? Okay, I got you. Oh, you don't like rap music? What? No mumble rap? Oh, you like rock and roll? You like heavy metal?
I should have got you first. Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Right now, bro, like.
Oh, one more thing. Let's be real. Most black kids in high school were in anime shirts, so. There goes your whole school right there. Yo, you're not black enough. You're not black enough, like the Oprah meme. You're not black enough.
Go ahead, man. Bring it
God,
in.
God, I hope they retcon. I hope they retcon that shit.
Yo, I understand exactly why they put all this advertisement in here. Since they saying, like, yo, since this book is not going to work, Go to this book. You know, go to this book. How about some more advertisement? Go to this book. Here's Rick and Morty. Like, see why they put advertisement in here, man.
Well, here's the thing. They don't even advertise any other book. I see they advertise Icon and Rocket Hardware. Some CW show. Okay, Superman, Son of Kal-El. All right, they got a few other books in here. But yeah, damn, it really is like back to back to back to back. Like six pages straight. Like, damn, I didn't even really notice that shit. So, yeah, they're advertising a lot of different books in here. I do it in the Rick and Morty in the back. I get the sense that they had to put the Rick and Morty in there. I just get the sense that they're trying to play. This is fairly safe. It's a fairly safe move. They want to make Virgil cool. They want to make him have that cool factor. They kind of want to make him... I want to say they feel like the visual. I feel like they feel like the visualization and him just kind of kicking ass and being sort of angry and stoic. It's almost like that a default how we make a character cool. Well, let's not make him nerdy, but he is nerdy, but he's a cool nerdy guy, and let's make him kick ass and let's make him stoic and have angst. And you know, it's like. It's almost like a default template of how to make a young character cool, quote unquote. And it's a pretty safe move. I think it's almost like a reach. They're trying to force coolness on the younger readers to capture them. And who knows? Maybe it works. I kind of hope that if it does work, this could be a portal for them to delve into other comics. Maybe the original Milestone, maybe some indies of. You know, word comes to them about some other titles that are coming out. Because, you know, we know that the youth is heading towards manga and anime, and for a good reason, because it's just, you know, they have different storytelling. It's more appealing to them. And if this can get more of a generation more on the comic book side and to try to, you know, be a little bit more traditional with the American side comics, cool. But ultimately, I think they played it pretty safe. It's a safe book. It's a 7 out of 10 for me. Not the worst, not the best. And maybe my review is skewed because I read Milestone Returns.
Yeah.
This shit was miles to me ahead of that book and the way everything was written in that shit. So maybe that's why I'm not so, down on this one. But if this is the way you feel about Static 1, I'm scared to know what you'll feel about Milestone Returns Issue 0.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to try my luck. But as far as me being nice, it'll be a 5 out of 10 for me. But, I mean, that's because, like, I don't really rate books with ease like that. For real, it could be a lot lower. But me being nice, because I see the art has a lot of heart into it, and it's doing most of the storytelling right now. So I'll give it a 5 out of 10. But me being completely honest, it'll probably be more of like a 4 out of 10 or a 3.5. Right. But all right, I'm gonna do this real quick. I'm not trying to put you on the spot, and you don't have to answer these questions. We can even stop at the first question.
Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
Let's talk about the side characters, okay? Talk about the side characters. All right, so. Tell me this, and you can go back and do your research. I know you got the book right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me exactly what the dad did to spruce it up the story. Tell me that. What did the dad exactly do to spruce it up the story? Because again, with every single side character, you gotta have some type of weight to kind of like boost up the story. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you got Sasuke. And Naruto, whatever. Sasuke is the dude that, you know, he's basically the genius and stuff like that. And he's born with talent. And Naruto, he doesn't have any talent, you know, at the beginning of the story. And he basically has to, like, catch up to the dude who, like, this is where he started at. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got, and then, of course, you got Kakashi. You know, he's a genius. He's a copy ninja. He's well known and stuff like that. And then Naruto just got to sit back and, like figure out how to where he's going to catch up. You know what I'm saying? So you got characters in there that has, you know, the side characters that brings weight to the story. Tell me, what did his dad do to bring weight to the story?
Well, let's see here. The first appearance of his dad in this book is of him cooking breakfast, I believe. It's him cooking breakfast in the flashback sequence, kissing his mom and kind of getting on Virgil's tail for, training and getting on the sister. And he puts his son in a little bit of a, gives him kind of a nuggy and kind of squeezes him in the head, a little play fight. My thing is, I think the dad and, for the most part, the rest of the family is just to establish that he has sort of a family. He has sort of a home life to go back to home to after going to school. And it's supposed to give him, I think the family is supposed to give him structure in a way that the others who are affected by the Big Bang don't have. There's this, the one with the devil horns that you see in the previous pages. In Milestone Zero, it's established that their mom, his mom tried to get exercise the try to, you know, spiritually get rid of the demon out of him, and it wouldn't work. So they kind of just abandoned him, so to speak. So now he's kind of homeless in the streets with this other guy who throws up acid. And he kept throwing up acid in the house, and it was he became too dangerous to be around his family or whatever. I think the family dynamic is supposed to be his moral compass to try to hold Virgil from not going down some of these other paths that these other kids are affected by the Big Bang. That would be my only other, I guess, analysis of them. Because I would have to say, Miles Morales, the relationship with his father is definitely a little bit more stronger than what's currently shown here. I know it's only one issue, but even in the Static Shock cartoon, the development with his father was a little bit stronger so far. So
just in the first episode too, by the way.
Yeah, just in the first episode as well. So I think, like everything else, like you said, they are kind of playing, they play a role, but it's not really expanded upon. They're kind of the backdrop to the art style and the fight scenes and some of the more dramatic parts of the story. So it's definitely kind of weak in their efficiency, but they are still kind of there to try to prevent him from going down darker paths later on. Because don't you get kind of like an Anakin Skywalker feeling with him? You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be one or two insults away from shocking someone to death or doing something that might be wrong, or his anger or whatever. So I think that they're that moral compass for him to try to stay on the right path. At least that's what I got from it.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, man, it's kind of like the Superman right now. Of course, you see the before the Big Bang where, you know, they're laughing and joking and stuff like that. And it's like, you know, really, Virgil, he really has it all, man. Seriously, he has it all from my perspective going from the first issue. And then, of course, you know, now the present time, it's all darkness and stuff like that, which it has every right to be. And the thing is, that would have stuck with me until they start getting into a fight and stuff like that, where basically, I wanted to see that maybe his opinion on, you know, like right now it's like his dad is okay with everything, you know what I mean, which is fine. But again, I'm just trying to figure out exactly where this story is trying to go, and I'm just not seeing it. You know what I'm saying? The side characters is supposed to kind of flesh that out, and like, right now, all I'm seeing is like the home burns down, right? So it's kind of like a ripple in the water right now. And the perfect water is like a ripple in there. So I'm trying to figure out maybe that's going to affect the family in some type of way, even though we didn't establish that house meant anything to him like that. You know what I'm saying? Like maybe like, yo, you know, this house was passed down to us from, you know, our grandma or something like that. And, you know, you got to be more grateful, Virgil, like, or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Or to kind of tell him, like, look, you know, it's not that bad and stuff like that. And then the house burns down. And then, like, maybe that has some type of value. But right now, it's like none of these characters, they're just there right now, you know?
Right.
Even when it comes to even Richie, like, he's just there, you know?
Yeah, and like, he's flagged out, too. Background.
Yeah, he definitely swagged out, man.
Yeah. Like,
so it's like, you know, again, if he's not, so maybe all this stuff, maybe he'll lose his family. Maybe that's the only thing I can think of. Like right now, he has the perfect life. He loses his family, and then we can go somewhere from that. You know what I'm saying? But right now, he's the Superman, and his life is perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like other than this dude that really doesn't have a reason for picking on him. You know, he's going out. Oh, never walked in nobody else's house, man. You know, you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, bro. I'm not walking all the way to somebody else's house just to get at them because they think they're not black enough. Like, nah, bro. I'm not about to. I just don't see it. But
yeah. That's a good point you bring up, too. If If he has everything now and he's angsty and he loses something later on and then he reflects like, wow, I had no reason to feel, not no reason, but I should have been more appreciative back then, or I shouldn't have acted that way. Like, what if something happens to his sister and remember in this issue, he's like, yo, get off me or something like that. You know, what if he, there could be some kind of regret of the way he treated his family during his time of his depression. That could lead to something, but as it currently stands, you know, it's kind of iffy. It could go either way. Probably not, but
right now, they don't have me hooked. Unless I guess they listen to this video and they grab some ideas. They like, hey, scratch everything, go back in there, redraw that, kill her off. Like, but right now I don't see none of that stuff going on, and for that reason, again, it's not getting a hook for me right now, okay? And that's why it's like a 5 out of 10 being nice, and a four out of ten or a 3.5 out of 10 being completely honest. But hopefully they would, you know, if they do that next issue, I'll take back everything I said. Like, if they do that next issue, and that's where they was going, where, again, they take away everything from this man. So, you know, of course, the cartoon show, he only lost his mom and stuff like that. They kind of gave the whole, like, everybody else, you know, death. Like, especially his father.
Right.
But right now, shoot. Right now, I'm just not seeing it. But, again, if they do that next issue, bro, like, I'll come back up here and I'll apologize. Like, real talk. That's bold. That twists up everything.
Yeah.
Even though maybe they should have did it. I don't know. I can't call it, but we'll see. So I'll have something to apologize for. I'm gonna pick up issue 2 just to see what's up. And if it doesn't look good, man, I'm probably gonna have to drop the series and just keep focusing on the indie comics that actually got passion into storytelling.
Yeah, man, I completely agree with you. I'm going to continue issue 2. I'm a pick up Icon and Rocket. I'm going to torture myself with that book because...
I don't know, bro.
And I want to see if Dr. Umar Johnson is going to reprise his role in that book, man. It might be worth the price of admission if he comes... if they have this racist Batman show up again in the book, that might be worth... stalking interracial couples at night. That might be the price of admission right there, dude.
I got a strong belief, man, that and we could talk about this on another one, but the whole topic is business ruining comics? That's basically, yeah, it's business ruining comics. You know, because right now they cater to business more than they cater to what makes a comic book actually good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. By how many variants are out there? 10 for, was it 5 for this one, the Static?
Yeah, I mean, it even goes deeper than that. Shoot.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, even when it comes to the Black Lives Matter, like, maybe if they didn't lock themselves down to that, then maybe they could have went with something else that actually had more meaning towards the story. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now, if you erase Black Lives Matter protest off of that, and it was just some type of, like, regular protest, or not even a protest, just a gang fight and stuff like that, it really wouldn't impact the story any type of way. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it had to have been Black Lives Matter. Because I don't see nothing in there talking about Black Lives Matter like that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nope, it wasn't like it was a fellow friend that was assaulted by police, or, you know, got in some kind of case where he was shook up and it hit the news. And then
like, that would have been dope. Like, he's like you see this dude, he's like really upset, stuff like that. And he'll finally get to the hospital and you see, you know, one of his black friends or something like that in the hospital because of, you know, police brutality. You know what I mean? And and then you get home and then you see the bills and stuff like that. And the reason why he can't cover his bills right now, because he's spending it on trying to help out, you know, his dad trying to help out his friend. Because, you know, his dad was like more into the community and stuff like that. So it'd be like, yo, his dad trying to help out his friend that got, you know, got beaten up by the police because he couldn't, you know, they didn't have any money to afford the bills. You know, the police not gonna pay for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people are not gonna pay for it because they always take the side of the police. There's no justice there. Mm-hmm. So it's like their family is struggling because of that. Like, that would have been so much better than, and like, it's not surrounded right now. It's not surrounded by nothing. Like, this right. comic is not surrounded by anything right now.
Mm-hmm. And that would have been a really,
this man got powers.
Go yeah. And that would have been a really strong message too, because if they continue to help people and it hurts them, then there's like dilemma of like, if I help, it hurts myself. Like, it hurts me. Almost like the Spider-Man dilemma. Every time he tries to help somebody or look out for somebody, they end up with egg in their face. So that would have been actually a very good moral dilemma on their end in terms of the storytelling if they would have went with that kind of an outlook.
Yeah,
there's so many different ways you could have went about this to make it more of a hook of a story.
There's stuff there, but they're blinded by business, I feel like. Me personally, I feel like they're blinded by business. You know what I'm saying? Right now, all they're doing is paying attention to, again, you see they went out their way to make it look more manga-like. Mm-hmm. You see they, you know, went out their way to make sure it's like Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. You see, let me see, what else you got here that's kind of like, of course, you know, you see the promotional pages and stuff like that. Let me see. I mean, it's plenty of stuff in here, man, where it's just like, of course, you know, the swag that they got and stuff like that. Instead of doing it with the nerd look and stuff like that, they went with the drip. So, and, you know, that's more hip and stuff like that for to get the sales going. Of course, the action and stuff like that, you know, showing like visuals. And it's like, yo, just forget about all that. Just throw all that away and just focus on the story and what actually sells a comic book. And of course, you know, that's the art and story. Like, the art brings the readers and the story keeps the readers. Mm-hmm. So, but they didn't focus on none of that. And right now, it's kind of like a bland book. But anyways, I ain't going to keep ragging on it, man. I say what I got to say. And hopefully they go better in the right direction. We can talk more about as far as how business is like literally destroying most of everything right now. Like, yeah. The passion is out of everything right now, bro. The
yeah, man. It's definitely more of a cookie cutter feel out there. And, you know, we can't say it enough. The indies. The indies is where the stories are at. Where the good comics are at. And the mainstream, I mean, Marvel and DC deliver every now and then, but, you know, you gotta go to the indies if you want the really good stuff. The good stuff that's really gonna capture your imagination and get you into stories that you never thought would be told, and it's there. So,
yeah,
y'all stay tuned for the next episode. We're gonna, you know, delve into more into other comic categories and subjects on the next episode of the Creator's Corner version of Behind the Scene Podcast. And I just want to say, I want to give a special shout out to all you listeners out there who tune in to Behind the Scene Podcast. We're definitely growing. We're approaching the 1 year mark of us starting this podcast last year in July, I believe. You know, and the idea and the premise just basically came from me and Uncle Jack being in Minot Air Force Base, talking on post for 8 to 12 hours, depending on the shift. On comics, movies, and all things in nerddom. So we really appreciate you guys for tuning in and for listening and participating. And hey, whatever you guys want to see from us, if whether it be a movie review, a comic review, or whatever, we're definitely down to do it. You know, and just give our perspectives on what it is, because we really enjoy doing this. We enjoy content creation. It's a lot of fun. Given our perspectives and ideas and thoughts on a lot of these things and seeing some of the reactions, of course, that's pretty interesting as well. So I just want to say thanks to you. I just want to say, give a very special thanks to you listeners out there. And, you know, if you don't like what you hear, blame the liquor. We really appreciate you guys for tuning in. And I got to say, give a special shout out to my main artist, Mario Zeus, out in Italy, for killing it with the Tales of Florida comic book art. We've been working on this thing since 2019, and we've had some hiccups, we've had some setbacks, you know, but all things happen for a reason, and we're working hard to get this first issue number one out before the end of this year. Kickstarter will be coming out, and it's gonna be fun, man. Y'all gonna read some crazy ass shit that you never read before. I guarantee you that. And you know, I put a lot of heart and some thoughts into this comic book series because I'm a big time comic fan and I love the superhero genre. So this is kind of like 30 years of me being a fan of the superhero genre and turning that and molding that into my own series with the, let's just face it, historical hijinks of what they do down there in Florida. So it's a pretty weird combination, but it works. It works very nicely, and I'm really proud of Mario making my ideas and my vision come true with his artwork. He's improved throughout the years, and you know, I'm proud to continue working with him. And hey, sky's the limit, my man. And we're out. Peace.